Dancing in the Dark from Born in the USA. It's 8:10. I'm Sean Kelly with Orlena Keene, our winner this morning, with McDonald's in the mix.
Tammy Waterfall.
Way to go, Tammy.
Kind of a nice name. Heard that before.
Yeah?
Waterfall. Well, that's a nice last name.
Yeah?
Yeah. Waterfall?
Well, it would probably be frozen waterfall this morning. It's minus 15 in Mix Nation on this Monday morning, January the... What is the date today?
It's 14th.
14th, okay. I got a doctor's appointment in April, so remind me.
Oh, okay.
We've got a special guest with us. Last week on the show, we had Drake Batherson of the Belleville Senators. And this guy, after meeting him for the first couple of minutes off air, is a much nicer guy. Let's welcome Jack Rodewald. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How you doing, Jack?
Doing great.
I was only kidding about Drake.
Yeah.
Of course.
Sean, of course, got confused and was really excited about meeting Drake, but he didn't know Batherson. So, yeah.
So, you the only redhead on the team?
Yeah, I think so. Our video coach has got a little bit of red in him, but I'm the only player.
Well, welcome. You had a nice weekend in Grand Rapids, Michigan?
Yeah, it was good. The travel there wasn't fun, but...
8 hours, eh?
Yeah.
How do you stay occupied on the bus for 8 hours? What do you do?
You can play cards, you can sleep, you can watch movies.
Uh-huh. Now, what kind of card games does the teammates play? Like Fish or Crazy Eight?
You play Cards Against Humanity?
No.
You don't do that?
No. We got a card game called Schnarps.
What is it?
It's kind of tough to explain. Have you ever played euchre?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like that, except no partners. It's just
and all the guys are right into it.
Yeah.
And do you set the goalie pads up in the middle of the bus aisle?
No, we got a card table that we made last year, so works out pretty good.
Very nice.
Very good.
You're from Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Western boy, played in the Western Hockey League. I was reading your background. You are an inspiration, I think, for a lot of hockey players out there. You did not get drafted by the National Hockey League. You worked your derriere off. You get invited to a tryout with the Toronto Marlies.
Yeah, out of junior after 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you made it, and you had you've played in the NHL for the Ottawa Senators. It's got to make you feel good.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's not the traditional path that most people take.
No, it isn't. Good for you.
It's not the easy one either, but it's been good. It's been exciting.
What do you think got you there, undrafted, but still to the show?
I think there's a lot of things. You know what? Obviously, when people were getting drafted, I probably wasn't ready. And that's something you have to look at, and you just got to keep kind of getting better. So I think that just maybe persistency or work ethic. But, at the time when I was getting drafted, I don't think I should have been drafted. It wasn't a case of that. It was just, being more of a late bloomer and just working a little bit harder than everybody.
Never quit.
Exactly.
You're 24 years old. You had your first NHL game with the Ottawa Senators in New Jersey.
Yeah.
It must have been a special night. Share a memory about that.
I'm trying to think. It was pretty cool. I think I wasn't really sure if I was going to play it all that weekend, and then I ended up getting it in New Jersey. And my mom was able to fly in. I just I told her I don't know if I'm playing, and she said, you know what, it doesn't really matter. I'm going to try. And she was down there in warm-up for my first NHL warm-up in the middle of New Jersey. Oh. And she had just battled a couple fights. Right. So, nice. It was cool. It was nice seeing her.
Good story. And you were in Sweden with the Ottawa Senators.
Yeah. Got a chance to go to Stockholm last year for the Global Series. And that was awesome.
Yeah. Pretty cool. How are you enjoying your time here in Belleville?
It's good. Yeah. Year number two. And, feeling a little bit more like home compared to last year.
You got any favorite spots you like to eat in Belleville? I know, you can't cook for yourself all the time, even though you're by yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You know what we do? We do lunch pretty much every practice day as a team, or just a few of us. So, we go to Chilango's, want some sushi, probably Toro.
Shoeless Joe's sometimes.
Shoeless Joe's, yeah, a little bit. Don't really go there for lunch, but after a game usually.
Well, you know what I'm thinking? I'm going to have to actually have you and some of your teammates over at my place for lunch. I'll make a nice tomato soup. And do you like bacon and lettuce sandwiches or egg salad sandwiches? What do you prefer?
Probably take the bacon one.
Okay, but, I'll have you over and maybe you can shovel the driveway and do some work.
Yeah, I'll take you up on that.
You were in Grand Rapids. You're back. You're on the road again tomorrow.
Yeah, it never stops.
Just home in time to do laundry.
I don't even think we got enough time to that, but yeah.
And who are you living with?
I live with Eric Bergdorfer.
Oh, how is that guy?
He we heard he's really messy.
He seems like an old curmudgeon, is he?
You know what? He's a few, years older than me.
He's in his 30s. He's probably always whining that you're playing video games.
They complain about his joints and his knees hurt all the time.
Yeah, I think we both do our fair share complaining.
But he's the captain, right?
Yeah, he's the captain.
You got to watch what you say to the captain. But he's, you know, I'm hearing from the guys, my insiders with the Elvison. Mm-hmm. He's the biggest whiner on the team.
Yeah, Marty's a big whiner, for sure.
Yeah. Will you go on record and...
I don't know.
Like, do you want a place to live in like a week? He's gonna end up kicking you. He's gonna kick you out.
Yeah, I need dinner cooked for me this week, so I'm gonna pass.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Well, you know who you look like, and I'm sure you get it all the time.
Who's that?
You know.
No,
you
don't say it.
I don't know. You know who you look.
He doesn't look like him.
Yeah, I'm gonna play the guy's tune. We'll play a guy's song.
I've had a bunch of experiences.
Who do people say you look like?
Gotten Prince Harry a lot.
Do you get the basic gingers, right? You get the Prince Harry, you get the Ed Sheeran, like you get the anybody.
You look like this guy right here.
No, he doesn't.
Ed Sheeran?
Yeah.
Reg, you can't sing like him.
Yeah, I can see the comparison, but.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's no comparison.
Can you hang in for a bit, or are you booked to go somewhere else?
No, I'm good.
Because you work 15 hours a week. What the hell's the matter? You have a part-time job?
No part-time job.
You work 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, practice or a game.
Exactly.
The hell's the matter with you guys with the double senators?
That's a good gig.
Where's the work ethic?
You know what? You're almost in morning radio.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll come bother you guys here.
Yeah. Come work for us.
Jack Rodewald will stay with us. It's 8:16.